Detroit's vigorous effort to collect some $90 billion in unpaid water bills has resulted in water being shut off to thousands. That's drawn angry attention from the United Nations and also from my next guest. Congressman John Conyers calls this a human rights issue. Congressman Conyers is with us now from Washington. Welcome.
Pleasure to be with you, Ms. Canty.
Congressman, you wrote a letter to President Obama on June 26th, and as I read it, exploring the water crisis, you really spelled out why you think so many people are behind on their bills and also the problems Detroit has had in keeping its water system maintained, especially from scrappers. Would you talk to us a little more about what you see as the causes of this crisis?
Yeah, you know, the fact of the matter is that we've been going through an economic situation that highlights the problems of the whole country, and much of it has to do with deindustrialization. It has to do with higher unemployment rates than anywhere else, mostly. And the fact that we're going through a period of time where many families are adding to the inability to pay list that is getting larger and larger with the Detroit Water Works Department.
Congressman Conyers, in your letter, you asked President Obama for money from Michigan's share of the hardest hit fund, and that was the fund set up in 2010 by the Treasury to provide targeted aid to states that were hit hardest by the Great Recession. And you note in your letter that Michigan has drawn down just 41% of its total hardest hit allocation of more than $498 million. How would you like to see hardest hit money help with Detroit's water crisis?
Well, we'd like our experts to come in and evaluate, depending on how much money we need and how much money we get, to in a very professional way allocate the money to keep us going strong. What I'm afraid of...
When you say keep us going strong, sir, what do you mean by that? What particularly would you want that money to be used for?
Well, for the necessary repairs and upkeep of the pipes and other systemic issues that may require some attention in the Department of Water.
But, Congressman, I do have to ask, shouldn't a city that's in bankruptcy take every step possible to get the money back when it's owed them?
Oh, absolutely. I don't mind there being a strict accounting of how much people owe, and that all of that is fine. The problem is, though, that they're talking about increasing shutoffs as a method of reducing the indebtedness that is owed to the water department. But that's counterproductive. If we have a disease, an outbreak of disease, or if some illness strikes the area because of lack of water, we'll end up with a health bill, a clinical and hospital costs that would even exceed the amount of money that's owed. And by the way, the Department of Water has had a 119% increase in the cost of water over the last decade.
The activist group, Congressman, like the Detroit Water Brigade and the Blue Planet Project, say that the city is zeroing in on the poor and on these seniors. Well, the big-name business and government customers are not being hit. In fact, the state of Michigan owes $5 million. What's your take on this?
Well, it's absolutely accurate. Now, the large corporations and the public entities that have been paying their water bill, as soon as that becomes public, they can write a check and resolve their differences immediately. They have the money. And, of course, I'm not talking about people that can afford to pay their water bill and aren't paying it. I don't include them in the appeal to keep water going to every household. But when you've got nearly half the households in the city in poverty, it isn't hard to figure out that many of them some of them cannot legitimately afford to pay their water bill. And that's where we have to have a little humanity, a little charity, and a little insight. This is not an appeal for them to get free water. I think everybody that gets water should get a bill and should be held accountable for it. But increasing the amount of water shutoffs is not a feasible solution.
Congressman John Conyers of Detroit's 13th District, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.